When Estelle and I first got married, we were driving this old Biscayne. I mean, I wasn't the first. When the car was new, it was nice. But by the time I got this Biscayne, had the tailpipe wired on. By the time I got that Biscayne, the tag was hanging half off only by one screw, so it hung sideways. It was rust pitted. Then we traded that in on this Opel Kadett. And that thing was just, you know, rattling, nasty, box-like. Finally, we saved up money, bought us a brand new car. Now, keep in mind, all those years that Estelle was driving the Biscayne, never so much as got a scratch, never even a ding in a parking lot from another door. Driving that Opel Kadett, she could park that thing, just grease it in the spot. She'd never, ever brush the tires against the curb. I mean, she just went forever and ever. The first day I let her take the new car out, she's going down the boulevard, she's lighting a cigarette, I don't know, scratching her behind, she's distracted. Look out, lady! She calls me up on the phone, honey. I said, what? You did what to the car? What is it? She said, I had an accident, I was distracted, I lost control, I hit a tree. I said, you hit a tree? What, did they jump out in front of you? I slammed her. I said, where are you? She said, 4th and Blauman. I ran to 4th and Blauman. She said, hey, I can explain. I said, this is explain. Stupid, unbelievable. All the time we had the mistake, you never had it. How can you bother me? A lawman saw that. He said, buddy, he grabbed me. He grabbed me by the shoulder, spun me around, and slammed me into the car. I said, what the hell do you think you're doing? I said, officer, we had a Biscayne. We had an Opel Kadett. All that time, she's driving both of those cars, never even dings the doors. We got this car. This is the first day we got the car. First day she's driving it, and she wrecked it. He looked at her. He said, did you do that, ma'am? She said, yes, I did. That cop went, why, you stupid, unbelievable witch. How could you possibly ever do a thing like that? It's done good. Well, his lieutenant was passing by, grabbed him. He said, hey, what's going on? I don't have police officers in my department beating women suspects. Now, what's going on? He said, Lieutenant, this is a special case. This woman, driving this brand new car, 3 years of driving a Biscayne and an Opel Kadett, takes this car out and wraps it around a tree. First day she's ever been entrusted with it. The lieutenant said, my God, he grabs his summons book and says, you can't, unbelievable, I can't believe, you're under arrest, yeah. And she says, what's the charge? He said, T.O.P., ticking off the police, now get in the car. I said, thank you, officer, thank you. Well, sure enough, they brought her before the judge. Judge said, first of all, you better have a good explanation for this gentleman. I have never seen a female suspect in my courtroom looking so bad and so bruised. What is the reason for this? All three of us jumped up and said, well, Judge said, one at a time. I said, well, I'll tell you, officer. This woman, all this while, I used to have this Biscayne. Never, she dented it up. Then I had an Opel Kadett. She never would die. I was praying she'd dent it up so we could get some money for her. She never would. We got a brand new car. She wraps it around a tree while she's scratching it behind. The judge said, will the defendant please approach the bench? And Estelle walked to the bench and said, if it please the court, Your Honor, I ask for mercy and clemency, as I've already been put through. He said, if it please, it pleases the court for me to... Yeah, yeah, yeah. He leaned over. Hey, 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 stupid, unbelievable. Hey, 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 hey. He eventually gave her 10 years. Charge of being an unmitigated hose bag. While she was in prison, she got hepatitis and passed on. But I remember being there at her side, and she said, Nino, do you forgive me for wrecking the car? I said, no. And then her eyes winked and shot. And she was on her way to heaven. She rose through the mist. In the distance, she could see the pearly gates, and she thought,
at last I shall find peace from the one who understands me. From the man in sandals with the long hair, from the man who himself asked to be forgiven.
And so, the pearly gates opened and she swept inside and stood there with her head bowed. He looked under her and he said,
"What brings you here, my child?"
And she went through the whole story. "Oh, well, I used to drive this Biscayne and I never got a dent on it. I used to drive this double cadet and I never got a dent. But then my husband got a brand new car and one thing led to another. I ended up in jail." He looked at her and said,
"You wrecked the brand new car."
She said, "Well, yes, I did. I was completely..." He said,
"You're rocking with Washington's best jock, the Grease Man."
Ooh, that is nice.
On WWDC FM Washington, DC 101.